Hello, pilgrims, and welcome to today's edition of The Way of a Pilgrim. It's our 17th edition, by the way. The Jesus Prayer Journey, and our pilgrim, as of yesterday, had just completed laying out to his quote-unquote spiritual father what his life was like before he embarked on this wandering, on this journey. And he took us all the way through his married life with his wife and the burning down of their house, the rescuing of the Bible, her passing away, him selling their hut for 20 rubles, giving all his wife's clothing to the poor. He obtained his permanent disability passport. He took his Bible and he set off without any particular destination in mind. So let us pick up our story there. Where will I go now? I thought. I'll go to Kiev first to venerate the relics of God's worthy saints and ask for their help and intercession. The decision instantly made me feel much better, and my journey to Kiev was a happy one. This was 13 years ago, and ever since then, I have been wandering. I have visited many churches and monasteries, but these days I keep mainly to the steppes and the fields. I am not sure if it's the Lord's will for me to reach the holy city. If it is God's will, perhaps it will also be time for my sinful bones to be buried there. How old are you now? He asked. I'm 33, I replied. The age of Jesus at his death. And now we move on to the fourth and final narrative. I came to my spiritual father and said, "How true is the Russian proverb? Man proposes, but God disposes." I had planned to set out today and start on my pilgrimage to Jerusalem. But something altogether unexpected occurred that has kept me here for 3 more days. I could not resist coming here to tell you about it, for I need your advice on what to do. After I had said goodbye to everyone, with God's help, I set out on my journey. Just as I was about to pass through the gates of the city, I saw a familiar man standing at the doorway of the last house. He was once a pilgrim, just as I am now, and I had not seen him for 3 years. We greeted each other, and he asked me where I was headed. I replied, "I'd like to get to the holy city of Jerusalem, God willing." "Thank God," he exclaimed. "I have an excellent traveling companion for you." "God be with you and with him," I said. "But you must remember that I never travel with anyone, since I'm used to walking alone. Hear me out. I know that this traveling companion will be just right for you. You will both suit each other quite nicely. You see, the father of the master of the house where I work has also made a vow to see Jerusalem. You will get used to each other, I assure you. He's a local man, of the lower middle class, elderly, and really quite deaf. So it does not matter how much you shout at him. He won't hear anything. If you need to speak to him, you must write down what you want to say on paper, and he'll answer you. So he won't bother you on the journey because he won't be talking to you. He hardly speaks even in his own home. But you would be indispensable to him on the journey. His son is providing him with a horse and a wagon to get to Odessa, where he will sell both. The old man would prefer to go on foot, but he needs the horse for his luggage and some packages he is taking to the Lord's tomb. And you could load your knapsack on his wagon. Think about it. How can you let an old deaf man go off on his own in a horse-drawn wagon on such a long journey? We have been looking for some time for a traveling companion for him, but they're all asking too much money. And it would be dangerous to send him off with a total stranger, especially since he's carrying money and parcels with him. Please say yes, brother. I assure you, all will be well. Do this to the glory of God and for love of your fellow man. I will recommend you to the old man's family, and they will be overjoyed to hear about you. They are kind people and care a great deal for me. I've been working for them for 2 years. We had been standing and talking at the entrance to the house. He took me inside and introduced me to the master. I realized that this was an honest and good family, so I agreed. We decided to leave, God willing, on the third day after Christmas, immediately after the divine liturgy. You see what kinds of coincidences happen in one's life? Yet, God in His divine providence always guide all our plans and deeds, just as it is written. For God is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. My spiritual father listened to my story and he said, I rejoice with all my heart, dearest brother, that the Lord has willed for me to see you again so soon and so unexpectedly. Since you have some free time on your hands, I lovingly ask you to remain with me a little while longer and tell me more about the edifying experiences you have had during your pilgrimages. I have listened with such pleasure and delight to all your other stories. I will be happy to do so, I replied. And I began to talk. Amen.